Radio. I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a very interesting show for you this week. As many people know, I am a little bit of a shoe person.
A lot of a shoe person.
No, stop your talking. I love my golf shoes. I love seeing them lined up. I love having different pairs for different outfits and styles. But more importantly, I also love, you know, technology and shoes today and the comfort. Golfer Gal makes fun of me quite a bit about it because I have what some might call a few pairs.
A few pairs. That's funny.
She does as well, I might add. So, you know, one of our favorite lines this year has been Adidas Golf with their new stuff that's come out. I know you and I have both raved about it on the website.
Yeah. Well, they just have so many options, which is so great.
Well, you know, that's true. And they do have a shoe for just about everybody, at least in my mind. But with their new shoe coming out for the U.S. Open, and it's a limited edition thing, I left it up to you to decide what we wanted to do. And you said, let's have somebody from Adidas Golf on.
Yes. And I thought it would be great.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought it would be great. I thought it would be really interesting because they've been putting out so many different types of shoes, something for everybody. They've got the players involved with Natalie and Paula, with the signature Natalie and signature Paula shoes, as well as doing the limited edition for the U.S. Open. I just thought it would be fun to have somebody on to kind of explain to us a little bit more about not just the style of the shoes, because I think most would say that they're pretty attractive. I like them. But also about the technology, because it's not just that they look good, they're possibly the most comfortable shoes on the market.
Well, you know, they're definitely up there, and I know people have raved about the technology, or what Adidas calls being, you know, lower to the ground, fintech. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'd love to be able to explain it to somebody on why it feels better or why it works, or I have no idea. So I'm glad you got this set up, and I think I think we should stop boring them with our banter and bring our guest on.
I absolutely agree.
As mentioned earlier, we are joined by a shoe extraordinaire, and his name is Mason from Adidas Golf, to answer all of our questions. And as you guys know, we have a lot of them. So yes. Welcome to the show, Mason.
Oh, thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me. Extraordinaire, that's quite a word there.
It's my word of the day. It's on the calendar.
Well, thank you. I'll try to live up to it.
Well, here's a good play on words: if the shoe fits.
Don't worry, folks. She's here all week.
I'll be here all week. Does anyone get that?
Golfer Gal, why don't you start out with the questions so we can stop boring Mason with our bad jokes?
Okay. New for 2010, Adidas Golf Footwear has some technologies that have really been loved by a lot of our readers and listeners. Can you talk about the ThinTech and the new attachment mechanism?
I'd love to. It's actually, we've been super happy with the response that we've heard. You know, it seems like every time you talk to someone out there, a writer or a consumer, everyone's interested in what this fintech's all about. And it's a new way of building golf shoes. You know, Adidas Golf is all about performance. And once we realized that getting the golfer's foot closer to the ground improved performance, then we went down that path. You know, it wasn't easy for us. We had to re-engineer the attachment system, which for the last 15 years has been industry standard, just a fast twist or the Q-lock. So we poured a lot of heart and soul into it, and at the end of the day, we have a system that's exclusive to Adidas Golf that brings you lower to the ground and provides better flexibility, better comfort, lighter weight shoes, shoes that look better on the shelf, and more importantly, shoes that perform better.
This year, it seems as though Adidas Golf has a shoe for just about everybody, and I'm pretty sure I own just about every shoe that you've made. Can you tell
Quit
our listeners?
Bragging.
I love that. That's why I absolutely love it.
Keep going.
By the way, Golfer Gal, who has more shoes, you or I, for golf?
You do. He does. He's got like 40 pairs of shoes, something ridiculous like that.
Oh wow, Josh, yeah. That's more than I have, and I work for a golf footwear company.
Yeah, I have what some might call a little bit of a problem.
I think we need.
Yeah, I think that is a problem.
And it's not.
We'll
40.
Talk about that afterwards.
She's exaggerating. It's like 29.
Right, 29. That's much better. But along the lines of, you know, having so many new things for everybody, can you tell our listeners about the transformation that the 2010 line has gone through with each line, such as the Tour 360 4.0, you got the Tour 360 4.0 Sport, the Power Band 3.0, and forgive me if I pronounce this incorrectly. Maybe you can fix me on this. Is it Adipure or Adipure?
It's Adipure.
Adipure. Okay.
Yeah.
Dare you mispronounce my favorite apparel line and shoe line in the world?
I know.
Right now.
He hasn't stopped talking about it for months now. I was going to say, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you also have the signature Natalie and the Paula collection.
Which
we
got to talk with Natalie about on this very show.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Well, you threw out a lot of awesome model names there. So I think what's more important is, you know, if you look at golfers today, there's just such a variety. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, everyone was wearing a saddle shoe and, you know, a white or black, you know, cotton polo shirt and khaki pants or shorts. And it was just, it was pretty bland and boring. I mean, if you're a golfer, you certainly weren't cool. And the thing about today is you can look traditional or you can look really athletic. And I think that's probably the strength of the Adidas golf footwear line is we have such an offering. I mean, you know, the Adipure is for that more traditional consumer. It's got great materials. It's, you know, a little bit more classic in appeal. And then we got shoes like the 360 Sport, which are mesh. They're for hotter weather. They breathe, but they provide protection. And they look really, you know, progressive. And obviously, we've got a lot of color, especially on our women's side. So I think the greatest thing about our line is on top of every shoe having that new cleat system, which, you know, enhances performance regardless of the price point, we've got shoes for hot weather play, shoes for, you know, obviously the harshest conditions, and shoes for different types of personalities.
I think that's great that you can find a shoe that fits your personality and you don't have to necessarily kind of blend in with the masses.
I want all of them.
You have all of them.
No, I do not.
You don't have the signature Natalie or Paula. That's right. I forgot.
Or the Tour 360 4.0 Sport.
Josh, I don't know if I want to see you in a signature shoe. I know you have almost everything else, but I think that's the one we can leave off your plate.
I don't know. He looks good in pink. I won't lie.
I'm enjoying this show more and more.
Speaking of unique shoes, I know for the U.S. Open, Adidas Golf has a new Tour 360 4.0 limited edition shoe. Can you tell us about it? It seems to be very popular on our forum already just based on the pictures.
This shoe is so freaking cool. If you can get your hands on a pair of these, or if you know anyone that likes something that's, you know, the special edition, you know, flavor, so to speak, in a really cool colorway. I know Josh, it's right up Josh's alley.
Oh, absolutely.
So, it's just a great looking shoe. It's, you know, it's got the blue saddle, red stripe. It's got the flag on the heel, which we don't have any of our shoes, in line right now. And there's only 3,500, pair coming. It's just a one-time order. So when it's gone, it's gone. On top of that, it's going to be worn at the U.S. Open by many of our athletes and at the Ryder Cup this year by any of our athletes that get to play on the Ryder Cup team. So it's just a really cool shoe. It's a great shoe going into summer and July 4th. And, you know, it's a great USA colorway.
It's almost like a collectible in a way.
It is. I mean, it's something you could buy it, and I don't even know if you'd want to wear it. Maybe just put it up on, you know, I know Josh might do this. That is a little bit, you know, to buy it and not wear it is a little bit shoe geekish, but I think
we do have a pair of shoes on display in our home. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. They're purple and green.
I'm going to say something that I know something that you guys don't know, and that is that THP is going to be giving away a pair of these to U.S. Open Week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm full of surprises.
You are full of surprises. I didn't even know this.
Nope. Well, you know what's interesting about that? I'd actually be interested to try to get in on that because I can't – so far I can't even get my hands on a pair of these. I mean – really, we ordered such a limited quantity that I don't even know if I'm going to get my hands on a pair. So I'll be interested in that.
I know I'm not going to get a pair, but I can tell you that there's going to be a lucky listener/reader on our site that will get a pair, especially now that I announced it, whether Adidas agrees or not. No, I'm kidding. We did get confirmation earlier that will take place.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, we'll talk about that afterwards along with your shoe collection problem.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a check, I can make sure you're the winner. we've heard a lot of buzz about this promotion you guys have right now called Trade In, Trade Low. And it's been going all around the internet and everything, and people are talking about it. For the people who don't know about it, can you tell everybody what it is?
Yeah, we have a program where you can bring in any old pair of golf shoes. Could be any brand, any year. It could be from 1960, could have metal cleats, you know, any pair of shoes. and you get $20 off an Adidas golf shoe, anything $120 and up. So that's you have the signature Paula, you've got power bands, 2 or 360s, Adipures, Adipure Nuovos, a lot of great shoes. And all you got to do is bring in a shoe, and you get to experience, you know, the trade-in, trade-low ideas that, you know, get rid of your old clunky shoe that's heavy, it's stiffer than it needs to be, puts you up higher off the ground than you need to be, and get your foot into a shoe that's actually going to help you on the course.
That's it's like awesome. Cash for clunkers, but for people like me.
It is. It is. So, you know, if Josh, I don't know what handicap you are, but if you're a 30, you know, maybe you'll go down to a 28.
I'm a little better than that, but not recently.
Yeah, he's a single-digit handicapper. He's good.
Oh, right. No, I'm sure you're a good golfer.
Now, you can't say that stuff. We have a fall golf outing coming up with 50 golfers, and now I have to show up for that.
I've seen you shoot 75 before. I know you're a good golfer.
We have another question about this kind of thing and about the FinTech that I think is really cool and really fun, and you can ask away, golfer. Go.
Okay. The website, Making the Cut website, it's fun, it's informative. How did it come to be, and what kind of things can our listeners find out about it?
It came about because we wanted to visually show in a cool way, and also show with numbers how much lower we are than the competition. You know, we came out and talked about the FinTech cleat being, you know, 32% lower as a system versus Fast Twist and the conventional cleat systems, but you know, really, there's a lot of components that go into footwear, and we wanted to just go ahead and, you know, put it all out on the table, so to speak. We bought competitor shoes, we cut them on bandsaws, and we measured them. And you can go on to adidasgolf.com, and you can actually look at this Making the Cut link, and you could put in a golf shoe that you own, like the FootJoy Contour, let's say, and or a Nike shoe. And you can see how much lower a comparable shoe from Adidas is. And it's pretty striking, the difference. And I think it's a really cool way that shows off our new FinTech concept, how much lower it is. And it's also pretty fun to watch shoes get cut up with guillotines and cross-cut saws and water jets. So we had fun doing it, but at the end of the day, it's something that we're very proud of.
You're forgetting my favorite one, which is the boiling thing of acid.
You like the acid disintegrating the shoe?
Yeah, the Echo shoe that gets basically disintegrated completely.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I come from the tip of Northern California, the big redwood trees up there, so the crosscut style really struck a chord with me.
I can imagine so. as been mentioned maybe on this show already, I'm kind of a shoe guy, and I get questions all the time from people asking, why should I spend money on golf shoes? I see they have a pair that costs $30 right there. What makes them different? I'm going to let the expert handle it, and before you do so, I'm going to go on the record and say, taking any kind of footwear and adding spikes on it does not make it a golf shoe. I'm not singling out any brands or styles such as flip-flops, but taking anything and putting spikes on it does not make it a golf shoe, but that's my mini rant. What will you tell a consumer that comes up to you or you're looking in a store and they say, well, here's two Adidas shoes, one costs $30, one costs $250. Why should I spend the money other than style?
Well, first of all, I think on the forefront, I would say that, you know, different consumers have different needs. So not everyone needs a $250 golf shoe. If you're just entering the game, you know, and you want to go out there and just learn how the game is played. And, you know, a lot of it's also by climate too, Josh. You know, some people live in climates that where it's 110 degrees and, you know, it never rains, and you want a mesh product. It goes back to the strength of the Adidas line is we have a product for every climate. But specifically speaking in terms of dollars, why you would spend more is you get more technology. You know, with Adidas golf shoes, you get a performance advantage at every price point with that new cleat system. But as you go up in price, you get better materials and you get more technology. And the technology you're getting is going to allow you to stay centered over the ball. It's going to enhance comfort and, you know, durability of the shoe and just so on and so forth. So I think you get more bells and whistles as you go up in price points. But again, I think it is important to note that we have great shoes from $60 to $250. And, you know, sometimes the $60 or $80 or $100 shoe is, you know, it's the right shoe for the consumer.
Now, before I go on to the next question, I have to ask, what's your favorite golf shoe?
My favorite golf shoe is the Power Band.
Okay, well, that kind of goes in with what I'm about to ask you. She and I, golfer
And
gal.
I'll go on record and say that we didn't talk before. We didn't try to set each other up
no,
on that.
No,
there
I did
was
not
no
ask
discussion
you at
about
all.
it.
We constantly go back and forth about what's more important, function over fashion and vice versa. And I kind of think fashion is just as important as function. But in nowadays, at least in the last couple of years for golf shoe technology, you really don't have to make the sacrifice. As someone in the footwear business, which one is more important from the way you're looking at it, even though we all know looking good matters most?
Yeah, looking good is definitely important, but Adidas golf footwear is all about it's equipment for your body. That's our tagline, and we actually, you know, we do live and breathe that. And, you know, we know we've got great designers in-house, so our shoes are going to look really good. Some of them are going to be progressive. Some of them are going to look a little bit more like, you know, a traditional golf shoe, and they're going to have a lot of different colors. So,
did you know I'm a designer for Adidas golf?
What'd you say?
I'm a designer for Adidas golf.
Yeah, you want to be, you mean?
No, I did. I designed my own shoes.
Oh, okay.
And you just brought up the fact that the Power Bands were your favorite ones, and I've always been the Tour 360 guy, but the Power Band 3.0s, and I've said this on the radio, on our website, and everywhere else, I think they're one of the best shoes on the market today. And my Adidas, where you can customize it, I was able to do that. And I did it a couple months ago and made my own custom pair, and I get more compliments on that shoe than any shoe I own.
That's the unique part of that program. And, you know, the Power Band 3, the shoe in general, even the inline shoe with the colors that we have inline, it's just a great shoe. It's a great price. You know, it's the shoe that, you know, it's a $140 shoe, but it's, you know, it's still accessible for most people. You get a lot of technology. And to your point, with the My Adidas platform, you can go on to myadidas.com. And if you have, you can make a shoe that no one else in the world has. You can put your name on it. You can choose a flag. You can choose your cleat color and, you know, all the colors that make up the shoe. And you can, you know, spin out. And the end result can be something that no one else in the world has. And you do get a lot of comments when you're wearing it. So if you're more progressive and love style like Josh does, then it's a great platform for you to make something special.
Well, it's so neat because there's so many options to it. It's not like you get a choice. Okay, well, there's three colors here, three colors for this. You can pretty much change everything on the shoe and any color that you want. And you can really customize and personalize it. And I just think for that, that's just such an awesome feature.
And that's kind of what I've said before. There's other places, and I'm not just talking about the golf world, where people can customize shoes. But you usually get to change three different things. And I made a point of this in the article I wrote on the My Adidas. You can change like eight different things on the shoes.
It's amazing.
And what's really cool about ours, I think, is you really see it come to life. You can spin the shoe around and you can look at it from different angles and you play with the colors, take, you know, add a color, take it off, try something different. So in a way you're somewhat of a designer or an artist and you get to color it up. And, you know, once you find something that works, it fits your personality. And again, you can go to the course and showcase something special.
And I just want to say real quick, my Adidas is MI, not MY, for those who want to look at it, look up the website online.
And
yeah, exactly
since
right.
I won't be winning those, the limited edition USA ones, I may have to go online, and don't get mad at me because you control the finances in this household. I may have to go online and create my own USA pair of my Adidas.
Oh, that is an option, Josh, but I think you're still in the running, so I wouldn't give up yet.
Yeah, I don't know how the readers would feel if I won my own contest. Even being legit, I think they'd accuse me of cheating.
Probably.
Well, you know, let's talk a little further after the call. Maybe we can work something out.
I like the cut of your jib, sir. Well, we want to thank Mason for coming on. It's been a blast. And as always, you know, we're big fans of Adidas. And, you know, we're not getting paid by Adidas to have you on. We wanted you on to educate the people who are listening and to make sure that people understand that there is so much going into footwear now. And it's not just about going there, finding one that looks right, that's $39.95 and putting it on. You can find a shoe that will make your feet feel like you're wearing slippers out there.
Which is really so important, especially for people who walk.
I don't do that, and it's still important.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, especially for the people who walk, you really want to make sure you protect your feet.
Absolutely.
Hey, and guys, I will say, I will add this. We have such a special team here. I wish consumers got to come here and see, you know, how we work and the passion that's poured into all of our products. It's what makes them fit so good, look so good on the wall. It's a very special team here, and we're going to keep making products that perform better than anything else out there, look more progressive and look better than anything else out there. And we're going to keep doing what we do, and we appreciate your support as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for coming on, and we look forward to having you on again.
Great. We'll do.
Thanks, Mason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank Mason for coming on the show with us today. He was such a fun guest, and he has so much knowledge, and he definitely can explain the technology a lot better than you and I can.
I'm a little jealous because I think he may have more shoes than I do.
No, he said he had less shoes, remember? He said even he didn't have that many.
I think he was being kind.
Maybe.
As we mentioned during the show, and I shouldn't say we mentioned, I pulled the wool over everybody's eyes and stumped both of you.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That we're going to be giving away a pair during the U.S. Open week. So,
can I enter? I know they're for men, but they're awesome.
Maybe no, you cannot enter because that would look fixed, but I would make sure you didn't win because I'm that kind of person.
Of course you would.
But we do want to thank Mason because I enjoyed talking to him a lot. He was great. He explained stuff that I didn't understand. And just being able to talk shoes in a golf setting is always a fun thing for me. As like you've pointed out numerous times, I like my shoes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop ragging on you about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I definitely want to have Mason on, and I think when the listeners get to hear this, they'll feel the same exact way. To me, there is technology in golf shoes now.
Absolutely.
I think he explained it well, and I definitely urge people to go check out the Making the Cut videos because forget about the fact of brands being used or anything else. They're really fun, and they're really cool.
They are.
That acid one with the shoe is just freaking cool. And there's chainsaws, there's guillotines, there's all kinds of stuff. So I want to tell people you should check it out if you're ever bored or feeling destructive.
And you can find it at diazgolf.com.
That's correct. And I also want to tell people stay tuned for the THP forum because we will have the announcement coming up probably Sunday night, the night before the official field is launched, maybe Monday. Just kind of telling people what the contest is, how it's going to work out, and you will have a chance to earn or own a piece of Adidas history, really.
It's a collectible.
I mean, 3,500 pairs only. That may sound like a lot in theory, but trust me, with nationwide distribution, it's really, that's a small number.
My graduating class in high school was about that size.
And you actually graduated.
I did. I graduated college too. Thank you.
That's a scary thought. What's going on with the youth of America? But I want to thank Mason again for coming on. And as always, thank Golfer Gal. And unlike us playing from the rough, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.